Good to see you all today.
高兴看到众位。
Let me open up in a word of prayer, shall we?
首先让我们开始之前，首先来低头祷告。
Dear God, thank you so much for this day. I pray that you will be with us, that you speak to us, and that you are in our hearts, in our spirits. And I just pray that through this week, through our lives, that you change us. Thank you, God. We love you. Say these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
感谢赞美您，谢谢您带领我们来到这里，也求您让我们每一个人可以敞开我们的心，可以听到您的声音，然后在我们接下来的一个礼拜可以行出来，然后我们这一切都献上感恩，献给神，阿门。Do
you have any enemies?
请问大家一个问题，你有没有敌人？
Of course not, right? We're at church.
当然没有了，我们是在教会，对不对？
Well, today I prepared something that will help you make enemies.
那今天其实我有准备了一些可以让你找到你的敌人。With
practical jokes and pranks.
那是通过呢这个讲一点笑话，做一点恶作剧。You
have to pay attention because we're going to do some of these pranks on Elder Ding later.
好，大家要注意啊，我们要以这个丁长老来做一个榜样。Here
we have a raw onion covered with warm caramel.
大家知道这个不是巧克力果，它里面呢其实是这个洋葱，生洋葱，对，然后外面裹的这个巧克力酱。
Elder, do you like caramel? The next one, you'll need to prepare the night before.
那第二件事情你可以做的话呢，就是说你在晚上睡觉之前要做的。You
fill a bowl with milk and cereal along with a spoon and you freeze it overnight.
然后呢，你把这个cereal呢，已经放好，然后呢，倒好这个牛奶，然后呢，但是呢，要把它冻住。
And in the morning, you place on the kitchen and the center on the table.
然后呢，第二天早上呢，你拿出来就放在桌子的中间。The
next one is especially annoying.
那第三个这个恶作剧呢，其实是更被人诟病的。You
stick the end of the toilet paper together, so it's almost impossible to find the end.
那这个对于偏执的人有问题了。 你需要做的呢，就是说把这个纸巾的头，然后粘住，然后呢，这样子，那个人就找不到这个开始的地方。Supposedly
hairspray works really well.
大家其实可以真的试一下。In
the book of Psalms, David constantly talks about his enemies.
在诗篇里面的话呢，大卫王其实有很多次都在讲到他的敌人。
There are chapters dedicated to them.
其实呢，有一些章节，有一些诗篇呢，就是专门在讲这些敌人的。How
they make them feel?
然后呢，他们是如何让大卫王感受到的？How
to deal with them?
如何去针对对付他们的？Prayers
to God for his enemies to be gone.
甚至说呢，大卫王曾经祷告呢，就是让这些敌人消失掉。Some
were his friends who have turned against him.
甚至呢，这些敌人里面呢，有些是他的朋友，原来是他的朋友，但是呢，却转向了他。They
dedicated their lives to hunt David down.
这些曾经的朋友呢，他们的目标就是要把大卫拉下王座。Others
were enemies who wanted to wage war.
但是呢，还有一些人呢，他们是为了金钱和财富。In
Psalms 27:2, David uses three different words to describe enemy.
所以呢，在诗篇27:2节，大卫呢用了三句话来形容他的仇敌。Says
when the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall.
所以呢，这里有讲到说呢，那作恶的就是我的仇敌，前来吃我肉的时候就跌倒。Wicked
enemy and foe.
所以呢，这三个字的话呢，就是说，作恶的，敌人和仇敌。
These words all have different meanings.
其实这三个字都有自己不同的意思。
We see it in detail in the Hebrew language.
然后呢，我们可以通过希伯来文来看一下它们真正的含义。
Wicked, the word means someone who is evil.
那如果说作恶的话呢，就直接是在说呢，这个他就是一个邪恶的。
They only want to inflict and hurt.
那这些邪恶的人呢，他们要做的事情呢，就是要产生这个矛盾，产生这个痛苦。
They are people who you can't reason with.
那他们是没有办法讲道理的。
The second word, enemy, is particularly interesting in Hebrew.
第二个话呢，我们讲到仇敌。
It's not someone who is your enemy that hates you. That is the word for foe.
那其实呢，这个仇敌的话呢，并不代表他是说要憎恨你，他这里要讲到的话呢，就是说第三个字，也就是世仇，他就是说真的是憎恨你的。所以呢，这里的这个仇敌呢，他没有憎恨的表示。
The word enemy here is seer.
所以呢，在希伯来文里面，这里有讲到说呢，是 seer 这个字。
It's made up of two Hebrew letters, tzadik and resh.
所以呢，在希伯来文里面呢，我们可以看到它是由两个单字组成的这个字。
The tzaddik is a picture of a person who is hunched down, walking miserably.
那如何来解释后面这个 tzaddik 这个字呢？它就是一个人，他非常的失落，困扰的，一直在低头。
Someone who is going through something for a long period.
然后呢，这个人是受到困扰，是一直在受到困扰，已经很长的一段时间了。
The other letter is ahead.
然后呢，另外的就是第一个字的话呢，就是一个头。
If you put these two letters together, something or someone is in your mind.
所以呢，如果你把这两个字的加在一起的话呢，它的解释呢，就是说呢，有这么一个人或者有这么一项东西，它一直在你的脑子里面。
And It's someone who is making you miserable.
所以呢，这个东西或者这个人呢，会一直影响你，甚至搞到你坐立不安。
This word literally means pebble.
然后呢，这个字的另外的一个意思呢，也是说呢，是代表石子的意思。
Like when you get a tiny rock in your shoe.
这个意思呢，就好像说呢。有一个这个小石子跑到你的鞋子里面去了。
At first, it's a slight annoyance.
那开始的时候呢，其实是只是有一点点讨厌的感觉。
You can tell yourself you can deal with it.
然后呢，你会跟你讲说，哎，这个行路比较重要，所以说呢，我还是可以忍受的了。
But as time goes on, it builds and builds.
但是呢，随着时间的流逝的话呢，这种讨厌的感觉会越来越来的增加。
Where that tiny little pebble is all you can think about.
然后呢，导致说呢，你脑海里面只会思想这个小石子。
It controls your life.
然后呢，甚至呢，它会困扰去控制你的生命。
You begin to resent it, and you hate all pebbles.
然后呢，甚至导致说呢，你会开始讨厌所有的石头。
Where now you have a new purpose in life is to destroy all pebbles.
然后呢，你就会认为你生命中的意义呢，从这一刻开始就是要消灭所有的这些石头。
It's that pet peeve you have that your coworker, friend, or spouse does.
这个好像呢，就是说你有一时候跟你的同工、你的家人、你的亲人、你的太太所产生的这些小摩擦。
And you already know why Josie isn't translating his.Because I talk about her too much.
那所以呢，大家已经知道了为什么今天 Josie 不是来翻译的，因为呢，我讲他的时候已经太多了。
You can see how enemies are formed.
那我们可以看到敌人是如何形成的。
People you don't even know you dislike.
甚至呢，有些人你都不知道你不喜欢他。
People you disagree with.
那只是说呢，这些人。不同意你
who don't share the same political view
甚至说呢他们跟你的政治观点不同
or have the same agenda
甚至说呢有一些观念上的不一样
even people you love but can't stand sometimes.
甚至说有些这些人明明是你所爱的，但是有些时候你没有跟他有能力共处一室。
There's a psychological illness that you get when you're in confined spaces for too long.
其实呢，这种就是一个心理上的疾病，当你待在一个密闭的空间太久。
It's called cabin fever.
这个单字的话呢，它叫 cabin fever， 那中文的话呢叫做忧惧症。
You're irritable and annoyed at someone for no apparent reason。
然后呢，这种感觉呢，就是好像说呢，你会时时刻刻觉得讨厌，然后不舒服对于这个人或者这种东西，但是呢，你又不知道为什么。
And there's one solution to cabin fever. Do you want to know what that is?
但是呢，有一个方法可以解决这个的。现在我告诉你们
，practical jokes and pranks，
那就是我们之前所讲到的，多开一点玩笑，多做一点恶作剧就可以了。
It's noteworthy how much enemies affect us。
那你要知道，你确实的没有办法衡量你的敌人会影响到你多少。
David talks about how it devours him。
那所以呢，大卫在这里就讲到说呢，这些敌人是如何吞噬他的。
You might have experienced this.
那也许大家也有同样的感受。
You enter a room and full of people, and all of a sudden it goes quiet.
我们现在来想象一下，当你去到一个房间，当你刚刚进到这个房间里面，这个房间所有的人就停止讲话了。
They've been talking about you.
然后你就知道，哦，原来他们是在讲我。
It's like everybody's eyes are pins and needles.
然后呢，就好像这些人的目光就像一个锥子，一个钉子一样。
Stabbing your heart and soul.
直接插在你的心里，插在你的灵魂上。
And all of a sudden you shrink inside.
那在你的内在，你开始萎缩。
You aren't the same person you once were.
你已经不是你之前的你自己了。
You are being devoured.
这个就是被吞食的感觉。
When I was younger, I was a little overweight.
当我年轻的时候呢，其实我原来有一点胖。
Okay, so I was a lot overweight.
那我讲实话，其实我不是一点胖，我是很胖哦。
I was self-conscious of it.
那当然我自己有注意啊。
And I would always make excuses, you know, if people wanted to swim, I would duck out of that.
那我当然会找一些理由为自己，特别是别人来找我游泳的时候呢，我一定会跑掉。
Well, I had a friend who constantly made fun of my weight.
但是呢，我有一个朋友，他是一直来嘲笑我这个超重的事情。
He would do this every chance that he had.
那他甚至说呢，会找任何的一个理由或者任何的一个机会来嘲笑我。
And I couldn't do anything about it.
那我没有办法对这件事情做任何的事情。
He took karate.
因为呢，他打跆拳道啊。
So I had a plan.
所以呢，我有了一个计划。
I'll be fit. I would get in shape.
那这个计划呢，就是说呢，我要变得健康，我要变瘦下来。
As you can tell, I'm still working on that plan.
那当然，如果你看到我右手边的这个翻译的话，你就知道这件事情是有多么难了。
It's a 45-year plan.
那你要知道这件事情是45年的一个计划。
One day I'll get my revenge.
那有一天呢，我终会拿到我的这个复仇。
You may have someone like that in your life.
也许呢，在你的生命当中，你会有这么样一个朋友，是这样子。
Where you've been severely hurt.
那你被他伤害了很深。
People that made a scarring impact on your life.
那他在你的生命中有留下疤痕。
And you'll never forget what they've done.
你永远不会忘记他对你所做的事情。
Someone close to you who you've opened up to.
甚至说呢，这个人是与你很亲近的，你曾经为他敞开心扉。
And every time you think about it, you want to die on the inside.
当你回忆到这段过往的时候呢，你会觉得你想去死去。
You're being devoured.
所以呢，这个时候你就被吞食了。
To those who have wronged us, we want their hearts to be ripped apart and destroyed.
对于这些曾经得罪过、伤害过你的人，你是希望他的心被扯出来、捏碎掉。
We want them to feel as we feel.
因为你想让他们感受到你曾经感受的东西。
In the New Testament, we find ourselves in the midst of strong enemy opposition.
那在新约里面，其实呢，我们就可以找到，有一些我们站立在对面我们的敌人，特别非常强壮的。
The Jewish people were being oppressed in many ways.
在新约里面，我们看到就是说呢，这些犹太人他们受到压迫
，particularly from the government.
特别是受到政府的压迫
，taxes have increased.
那税金会被调高
，inflation of necessities，
然后呢，他的他的生活的用品呢，会价钱会被调高
，social inequality，
那社会中的不公
，the government officials are going out to eat more，
然后呢，这些罗马的这些官员呢，他们会有更多的钱出去吃饭。
Caesar's got a brand new chariot in his garage with Italian horses.
那你要知道这个凯撒的话呢，他的车库里面又多了几匹好马，然后呢有很华丽的座驾。
There was also strong regulation of freedom of religion.
甚至说呢，对于我们的信仰会有非常压迫的东西。
You're not allowed to talk about religion in certain places.
那在某些地方的话呢，你是不可以谈论你的信仰。
If you have religious opinions, you are canceled for hate speech.
然后呢，如果你有信仰上的分享或者有信仰上的言语，那这个时候你就会被取消，因为你所讲的大家认定是一个仇恨语言。
There was injustice and discrimination.
到处呢都是这种有色的眼光，同有这种不公的事情。
It was absolutely unbearable for the Jews.
那对于所有的犹太人，他其实是没有办法可以承受的一种。
If there was one enemy the Jews had, it was the Roman Empire.
如果我们要真正的指出这个敌人的话，这个敌人呢，就是整个罗马帝国。
The Jews dreamed of the day when they had their nation back.
那这些犹太人，他们总是在期望，他们总是在盼望，渴望有一天他们的国度可以重新建立。
Was there ever a day for you when you saw that your dreams were about to come true?
大家有没有想过，有一天你所思所想的那件事情终于成真的时候？
For me, it was the day Josie broke up with her longtime boyfriend.
OK， 大家可以先笑一下。OK， 好。那对于我来讲，那一天真的有来到。那一天是什么时候呢？就是我现在的太太跟她前任男友分开的时候。
I pray to be with someone like her, and she wishes that I'd never done that. Actually.
我个人是强烈的想说，哦，这个女孩真棒，我以后的太太一定是要这样子或者像这样子的。但是呢，当然我太太来讲的话呢，她是希望我从来没有做过这样子的祷告。
So I was at work and her friend calls me up.
我还记得那一天，那我当时在上班，她的朋友打电话给我。
And she had no, this friend had no idea that I liked her.
当然这个朋友呢，他其实是不知道我是在暗恋 Josie 的。
And she was like, hey, Josie, her and her ex-boyfriend just, or hey, her boyfriend just broke up with Josie.
Or with, 然后呢，他就告诉我， hey, Jonathan, 你知道吗？就是说 Josie 跟他的男友分开了。
And I was so happy. It was a dream come true.
我现在还记得那个欣喜雀跃的心情呢，这是我的这个梦想成真。
There was also a moment where the Jews had their long time dreams come true.
那确实在圣经里面的话呢，确实有一个地方是这些犹太人他们所思所想的，他们所盼望的东西终于成真了。
They never thought in a million years that it would ever happen.
他们甚至说没有机会去真正的，他们只是去默默的思想，却没有真正的想到说这件事情会变成真的。
They see the Messiah.
他们看到了弥赛亚。
The story is found in Matthew 21.
所以呢，在马太福音，二十一章这里有讲到。
The story of the triumphal entry.
那这里就讲到说呢，这个凯旋的进入。
It's also known as Palm Sunday.
那也是会被叫做呢棕榈树主日。
It's the Sunday just before Jesus' death on the cross.
那确实这个主日的话呢，它就是在耶稣受难之前的一个主日。
It's the final 7 days of Jesus' earthly ministry.
也是耶稣最后在地上侍奉的这七天。
So Jesus enters Jerusalem riding a donkey.
那耶稣呢，进到耶路撒冷，在骑着驴进到耶路撒冷里面。
It says in verse 8, a very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and all those that followed shouted, they were yelling, Hosanna in the highest heaven.
所以呢，在马太福音第八章，二十一章第八节到第九节，这里有讲到说呢，众人多半把衣服铺在路上，还有人砍下树枝来铺在路上。这个树枝呢，就是讲棕榈树。前行随后随的众人喊着说：“何塞纳，归于大卫的子孙，奉主名来的，是应当称颂的，高高在上，何塞纳。”
Everybody is filled with excitement. The dreams are coming true.
那确实，这一刻梦想成真。
Everybody stopped to see what they were doing to greet him.
所有人都把手边的活放下来，来欢迎耶稣。
Some people had no idea who that was. That's the Messiah who God sent.
所以呢，有些人不知道的时候，就是他的旁边的人就会告诉他说，那就是弥赛亚。
He is the one that will take back Jerusalem.
他就是要来到耶路撒冷，把耶路撒冷拿回给犹太人的。
Who will deliver us out of the hands of our enemies.
他就是使我们脱离我们仇敌的手中的人。
They rummaged through scriptures and saw that for their very eyes, prophecy being fulfilled.
他们终于在千百次的读经的时候，所看到旧约里面的预言成真了。
I can imagine some people had no idea what was going on.
但是我也相信一样还是有很多人不知道在发生了什么事情。
They're at the dinner table. Hey, what's all that commotion?
那就会有在晚上的这个晚饭桌子上呢，就会有人说，哎，今天到底是有什么样的这种重大的事情活动啊？
Similar to when a celebrity comes to town and you have no idea who that is.
那就好像我们一样，就是说呢，有一些这个明星来开演唱会。然后呢，我们不知道那个人是谁。
Say, remember the scriptures.
所以呢，大家要记得经典里面所讲的。
Remember where we were to look for when we would finally be free.
那大家要记得我们在哪里去寻找，有一天我们终将得拯救，被释放。
Says in Zechariah 9:9, See, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt the foal of a donkey.
来，大家来一起看一下撒迦利亚书九章第九节，说：“看哪、啊，你的王来到你这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。”
And people were saying, "Oh yeah, I forgot about that verse."
那然后呢，就有人会说：“哎，对啊，我真的不记得这一节了。”
Turns out they forgot about a lot of other verses too.
那我想讲的呢，就是说呢。结果是他们不只是忘记了这一节。
They forgot several times in the book of Zechariah the conditional statements of God.
那他们也忘记了在撒迦利亚还有其他的章节由神所讲的条件。
That he would restore them if they carried out what God says.
那撒迦利亚里面有讲到说呢，神有告诉他们说，只要你做成这样的事情，然后我就可以拯救你。
It says in Zechariah 3:7, If you walk in the obedience to me and keep my requirements, then you will govern my house and take charge of my courts, and I will give you a place among these standing here.
所以呢，在撒加利亚书三章第七节这里有讲到说，万军之耶和华如此说，你若遵行我的道，遵守我的命令，你就可以管理我的家，看守我的院宇，我也要使你在这里站立的人中间来往。
Several times throughout the Bible, God has told them, if you return to me, I will return to you.
所以呢，在圣经里面经常有讲到说呢，就是说，当你转回与我，我就会转回与你。
But the only time his people ever returned to God was when they needed him.
但是呢，真正要转回这些神属神的人，他们真正转回与神的时候呢，是他们需要神的时候。
And when they didn't need him, they left him.
当这些人不需要神的时候呢，他们就慢慢的走开掉了。
They only wanted God when it benefited themselves.
他们只需要这个可以帮助他们的神，有益处的神。
And they never changed.
他们永远没有在改变。
They were an enemy to God.
他们就是神的敌人。
This pebble in God's shoe.
他们就好像那颗小石子一样在神的鞋子里面。
Paul talks about the enemies of the cross and why they are enemies.
保罗呢，其实有讲到说呢，为什么这些人是神的敌人。
It says in Philippians 3:18 and 19, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach.And their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things.
所以呢，在腓立比书第三章十八到十九节这里有讲到说，因为有许多人行事是基督十架的仇敌。我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪的告诉你们，他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的肚腹，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。
When they saw Jesus enter Jerusalem riding on a donkey.They were thinking about themselves.
所以呢，当这些人看到，耶稣骑驴进到耶路撒冷的时候，这一刻他们是在思想自己。
They were thinking about how their enemies would now be crushed.
然后呢，他们在想说呢，这一刻他们的仇敌就会被粉碎掉。
The moment the crowd believed Jesus wasn't going to deliver them, their tunes changed.
当他们忽然发现耶稣来到这里不是为这件事的时候，他们的观念就改变了。
It wasn't even a week later that those same people were now yelling, "Crucify him!"
甚至不需要一个礼拜以上的时间，这些人已经在呼喊说，杀死他。
And they never fulfilled their requirements in Zechariah.
所以呢，他们在在撒加利亚里面，他们也从来没有说我们要转回于神。
And God knew that they would never turn to him.
其实神已经知道了这些人不会转向于神。
Yet Jesus still came to die on the cross for them.
但是耶稣一样还是道成肉身来到这里。
That is God's grace.
这就是神的恩典。
Unmerited favor.
这是一个无法描述的，无法可以比量的恩典。
That even though we didn't deserve God, He still sent His Son.
因为呢，我们没有，我们是不配得的，但是呢，神一样还是把他的独子赐下。
And there was no other way to get His people enemies to Him.
那没有任何的方法。可以让我们可以脱离这些仇敌。
It was grace to his enemies that transformed them.
那这却是神的恩典，让这些敌人，这些不属神的人，变成了属神的人。
That it was grace that would keep them coming.
因为呢，只有恩典才可以这些人转向回来。
And that's why Jesus kept on coming.
所以呢，这样子耶稣。才会转向于我们。
God's grace through Jesus Christ transforms us to be with Him for all eternity.
那所以神的恩典就是通过耶稣能让我们一起转向于他，是得到永生。
Despite everything we do, He pours forth more grace.
那不管我们做了任何不好的事情，神还是一样的继续赐予他的恩典。
He continues to say in Romans 5:17.
所以呢，在罗马书第五章第十七节这里有讲到说，
How much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ?
这里说呢，若因一人的过犯死，就因这一人做了王，那何况那些受洪恩又门所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中作王吗？
It's his love and grace that makes enemies no more.
那确实是因了爱和恩典让这些敌人消失。
It's his kindness that we turn to God.
那确实是因为神的恩慈，所以我们可以转向于神。
It's no doubt that we have been badly burned by our enemies.
那确实我们受到了很多我们敌人的伤害。
Some maybe were our friend.
那其中有一些我们是我们的朋友。
They were someone we loved.
其中有些人是我们所爱的。
Someone close to us.
有些人是与我们非常亲近的。
You took down your walls and you let someone into your life.
你当时把自己的防备放下，让他走进你的生命。
You shared something intimate with them.
你跟他们分享过很亲密的东西。
And when you were completely open, they took it and ran with it.
但是呢，当你完全放下了你的防备，这个时候，他们把你心中的东西抓了就跑。
And you never felt this type of betrayal.
你从来没有感觉到这么深深的背叛。
Exposing you.
然后呢，把你整个给彰显出来。
And you were being completely devoured.
然后呢，你整个人被吞噬了。
And you want nothing but hurt and pain for them.
所以呢，你对他们的期望就是说，他们受到惩罚，他们受到折磨。
I believe when God saw enemies, he didn't want them to burn.
那我相信，当神看到他的敌人的时候，他是不希望这些人被毁灭。
That he didn't want us to be devoured like we devour each other.
他也不希望我们自己被吞噬，好像我们在吞噬其他人。
I believe he had a different idea when he extinguishes his enemies.
那我相信他，我也确信他对于他的敌人，让这些敌人消失是一种不同的概念。
That he would offer grace and transform them.
他是希望可以用他的爱和恩典来改变他们。
Making enemies his friend.
让这些仇敌，让这些敌人可以变成他的朋友。
That's why he's so adamant about love, grace, and forgiveness.
所以呢，神一直在强调说爱、恩典与原谅。
That there's no requirement to his love.
因为对于他的爱其实是没有任何的要求。
And no limit to how many times we ought to forgive each other.
甚至说呢，对于我们彼此之间饶恕是没有限制的。
And there's no limit to how many times he'll forgive us.
因为他对我们的饶恕就是没有限制的。
In Psalm 23, David says to God, in verse 5, You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
所以呢，在诗篇二十三章第五节这里有讲到说呢，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。
This word enemy is different from the one we saw in Psalm 27.
那其实呢，这里虽然在中文里面这里还是讲说敌人、仇敌，但是呢，这里的这个敌人呢，是跟我们之前诗篇所讲到的敌人是不一样的一个字。
It's a more severe type of enemy.
那这里讲到呢，就是说一个更恐怖的、更强壮的、更深一层的敌人。
Before we looked at the Hebrew word in Psalm 27, it was the word tsar.
那如果大家还记得我们之前所看到的这个希伯来文，那个字念 tear.
The one in Psalm 23, verse 5, has an additional head at the end.
所以呢，在诗篇二十三章这里这个字呢，又是不一样的一个字。
This word means a knife made of flint.
然后呢，这个字的意思呢，就是说呢，这个是由刀、由武器所做出来的。
It's supposed to be a picture of someone who not only stabs you, but it burns in your heart.
那这个从这个字的结构的角度来考虑呢，就是说呢，这个人他不只是拿着一把刀，然后呢，还要在杀掉你之后把你烧死。
Something only a close friend could do.
这样子的人。只是说在最接近你与你最亲密的人才可以做到。
Someone he trusted.
就像你好像相信完全的相信某一个人。
Someone he loved.
然后呢你所爱所思的这个人。
Someone who knows all of David's secrets and weaknesses.
就像大卫王知道大卫王所有他一切的秘密和深处的东西的人。
The enemy could use it against him in the battlefield.
在这样的人他们就在战场上在对立面的时候就可以用这个东西来伤害他。
And now his friend stabbed him in the back with a knife made of flint.
就像你过命的兄弟一样在你的背上插了一刀然后呢再浇上火一样。
And his heart is in flames.
然后你的心就是着了火。
I'm sure the same thing has happened to every one of us.
那我相信在座的每一位都有可能有这样子的经历。
And we think, how could they do that?
然后呢，你就会在想说呢，为什么他会做这样子的事？
And every time you see that person, they're living blissfully.
然后呢，每一次你看到他的时候，你都是没有办法平静。
They're better than ever.
然后呢，你会感受到，哦，他活得真好。
But we, on the other hand, we're being consumed on the inside.
但是呢，我们对于我们来说，我们的心，我们的内在就在被吞噬。
And every time we see that person, we burn.
每一次你看到他的时候，你都会着火。
But look at David in Psalm 23.
所以呢，在诗篇，在23章，这里我们再次来看一下大卫的。
David is fine.
他所讲，也许这就是可以啊。
Says his cup overflows.
他觉得这样子是没有问题的。
David is full of God's grace and love.
因为大卫他从神得来的祝福是满满的。
So in verse 6, the goodness and love follow him all the days of his life.
所以呢，在第六节这里有讲到说呢，大卫他一生一世必有恩惠、慈爱跟随着神，然后呢，他要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
That in the presence of his enemies, he's ready to pour God's love and grace into their lives.
那所以呢，当这些人愿意把神的恩典、神的恩惠、神的慈爱加添在你的生命当中的时候
，He's ready to transform the enemy's betrayal.
这样的人好像大卫一样，他就可以改变这些仇敌，改变这些人对他的背叛。
David has a different weapon.
那大卫他是有不同的武器。
It's not a knife made of flint.
他的武器，他的回报的武器，不是用一把刀上面浇了火。
It's God's love and His grace.
而是从神而来的爱与恩典。
And that is what will completely and utterly melt them.
所以这样子才可以使他的仇敌融化。
And they become devoured by God's love.
那这样子，他们才可以被神的爱在内在吞噬。
In Psalm 27:2, it says that David's enemies stumble and fall.
所以呢，一样在诗篇里这里有讲到说呢，大卫的仇敌他们自己跺脚，自己摔倒。
I believe they stumble and fall not because God destroys them, but melts their hearts from.Grace and love.
那我相信这些敌人并不是因为他们受到了刀和火的攻击，而是真正的有神的慈爱在他们的心中把他们浇灭。
And it spreads and multiplies, making entire armies change sides.
那可以使整个的军队，整个军队的敌人都转向于大卫。
This weapon is much more powerful than any flaming knife or sword.
这件的武器是超过所有的这些刀和火 加起来能成就的。
That we should use the weapon of grace to all our enemies.
所以呢，我们也要拿起由神而来的爱和恩典对待我们的敌人。
Those who speak hate against Jesus.
那些对神讲不，对神讲仇恨的话的人。
Those with an evil agenda on our religious freedoms.
哪怕那些人是对我们的信仰，对我们自由的信仰的限制的人。
Even those who point a gun barrel at our heads.
哪怕有人用枪顶在你的头上的时候。
That they demand we turn away from God or they will destroy us.
在那一刻，他会问你说，哎，你要偏离于神，你要离开神，要不然我就一枪崩了你。
Our weapon is far greater than any sword or gun.
但是我们要记得，我们的力量，我们的武器是超过这些刀、斧、火和枪的。
Our weapon melts hearts, changes lives, and turns enemies into friends.
我们的武器是可以让这些人回转，可以让你的敌人变成你的朋友的。
For us, could we ever love the way Jesus did?
但是我想问一下，我们可不可以好像神一样那样子爱？
Can we show grace the way he did?
那我们有没有办法好像显示由神而来的慈爱？
The same grace he gave us as he rode into Jerusalem.
这个慈爱，这个恩典，就是耶稣进入耶路撒冷所赐下的。
Seeing how the people who laid palm trees would be the same people who would yell crucify.
哪怕这些人是放下这个棕榈树的人，同时呢，也在之后在喊说杀死他的人。
He could have came on a war horse suited in armor.
我们可以想象一下，如果他作为一个征战的君王，他来到这里，他是可以站上一个高头大马，拿上一把剑来进来。
With flaming swords and an army.
在这把剑在火火的燃烧，他有一整个的军团。
But he didn't.
但是他没有这样子做。
He didn't come just as a king, but a gracious king.
他来这里的时候，并不是以一个君王的尊严，而是以一个慈爱君王的。
He said, "I'll turn these enemies into friends."
所以呢，他那一刻他已经决定了，他要把这些敌人要变成他的朋友。
He says, "I will rain abundant grace and change their heart and their lives."
要用恩慈来改变这些人的心。
And through those who have received his grace, they too will show grace to others.
然后呢，得到这些由神而来的恩典，然后呢，这些人也就愿意用由神而来的恩典分享给别人。
And they become enemies no more.
然后呢，他们就再也不是敌人了。
There may be someone in your life that you need to forgive.
也许在你生命当中，你需要原谅你的敌人。
Someone God has been telling you that He will change that person through grace.
然后呢，在你生命当中，这些人，你知道神会赐给他恩典，让他变成朋友。
That God's grace is sufficient in all areas.
那我们也要知道，神的恩典够我们用在任何的一个方面。
In your life as well as theirs.
在你的生命当中，也是在他们的生命当中。
Maybe your enemy is someone who believes something different than you.
也许你的敌人就是那些与你持着相反的意见的人。
Someone who is against Christianity.
也许是有一些人，他是反对基督教的人。
And their agenda is to go against everything you believe in.
他的目标呢，就是针对你所有的相信。
God's grace is sufficient for them as well.
但是神的恩典一样对他们完全有效。
And may they too experience grace the same way we have.
那他们也一样可以感受到由神而来的恩典。
When we were enemies to God, we are thankful that He came riding on a donkey, lowly and humble.
那当我们原来是仇敌的时候，我们感谢神来到耶路撒冷是骑驴进来的，是那么的谦卑。
Let's pray.
现在让我们一起低头祷告。
Dear God,Thank you for your grace and your love and all that you've done for us to really change our hearts. That at one point we were enemies, but you kept on loving us. You kept on showing your grace I just ask that you continue to show grace in everyone around the world, that those who are our enemies, those who may hate us, those who are wicked, but I pray that you continue to show grace in us, that we could show grace to others, that you change them and transform them, God. Thank you so much for all that you've done. Thank you for showing your face upon us, and thank you for loving us, and we love you. Say these things in Jesus' name. Amen.